For more than a decade, the chairman of the Kentucky House Natural Resources and Energy Committee has denied the existence of human-driven climate change. Ryan Van Velzer of member station WFPL has more on the legislative impact of the Webster County lawmakers' climate denials.
Republican Representative Jim Gooch says that humans have probably had some impact on the climate, though he does not believe man-made carbon emissions are driving global warming.
The climate is changing, but the climate always has changed from the very beginning of time. So can you say then that, long before man was on the planet, the climate was changing, and it took man to get here before it started changing? That's just not true.
Kentucky has warmed between 1.5 and 2 degrees over the last 30 years. These warming temperatures will continue and increase the frequency of extreme weather, including more heat waves, droughts, storms, and floods. But Gooch does not believe that climate change will increase the frequency of extreme weather in Kentucky. That's because Gooch does not believe the science is settled. Conservationists say that's a problem because Gooch chairs the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee, one of the most important legislative committees for dealing with climate impacts. Here's environmental science professor Tim Darst at Bellarmine University.
If Kentucky wants to continue to be an energy exporting state, they need to embrace this and pass legislation that will encourage green energy jobs here in Kentucky.
Darst says if Kentucky wants to be a part of the transition toward cleaner burning fuel sources, politicians need to acknowledge the existence of climate change and encourage the growth of green infrastructure. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.